Hey, what is up? It is Crypto Bobby, and today I want to talk to you about a couple different things outside of just the day-to-day of the market, because for the most part today, fairly stable in terms of cryptocurrency. So I want to talk about what somebody named Mike Novogratz, and I've talked about him before, but he had some interesting comments with CNBC Fast Money yesterday last evening, talking about future price targets for Bitcoin and for cryptocurrencies, and really the room for crypto that crypto potentially has to run, and kind of taking a step back out of the day-to-day and looking big picture at some of these things, because everybody on the planet wants to say bubble, bubble, bubble. And to some extent, yeah, certainly this is a frothy marketplace, a bubbly marketplace, but it depends on where we are in that bubble. Is it just getting started? Is it just starting to blow up? Or is there, you know, is there a lot of room left, or are we kind of at that peak point? So I want to talk about that today. If you are new to the channel, definitely hit that subscribe button. I would really appreciate that. And then let's hop into it. So with Mike Novogratz, I made a video. I'll link to it up here, but he had an interview on Bloomberg fairly recently where Mike had talked about his initial investment in Ethereum and his initial investment in Ethereum, where he turned about $500,000 into $250 million, ended up buying ended up buying himself a private jet, donating a bunch of money to charity, and then paying his taxes. So he's somebody who got in early with Ethereum and with some of these other cryptocurrencies, did really, really well, and is now starting up a hedge fund where he's investing $150 million of his own money and then outside money, external money as well, I believe about $350 million outside of his for a total of about a $500 million hedge fund to invest in the crypto, blockchain, Bitcoin, Ethereum space. And really good conversation. I'll link to it in the overall comments so you can take a look at that and get a good feel for what he had to say. But one of the big things coming out of it was there was a lot of questions. And the interviewer, I thought the interviewer was pretty good and pretty educated too. So good interview, about 6 minutes long. So definitely take a watch after this. But Mike Novogratz had this to say. He essentially said that Bitcoin, he's looking for it to head to and over $10,000 within the next 6 to 10 months. So in the next year, Bitcoin being over $10,000, having five-figure Bitcoin in the next 6 to 12 months. So how am I looking at that, and what am I thinking? Right now, you know, if we're talking about literally this second, we're looking at Bitcoin from GDAX within Coinigy at $4,833. So about 2x of what really needs to happen to get there. And he gives his reasons of why that, you know, why he believes Bitcoin could really get to, you know, $10,000. And I tend to agree with a lot of what he's saying. And a lot of the comments is, you know, yes, there's kind of this frenetic mania around Bitcoin and around cryptocurrency investing. Yes, a lot of people are throwing money into it, but for the most part, a lot of it is retail investors. It's people like you, me. There's not that much big money into the space. And for a guy, this is a guy that used to work at Goldman. He used to work at Fortress Investments, which is another big investment firm as well. Was a portfolio manager there. You know, this is a guy that knows a lot of people in the space, and the conversations he's having with legit, you know, multi-billion dollar people that are managing multi-billions of dollars, hundreds of billions of dollars in assets under management. They're looking to potentially get into the, you know, to start investing in this space because they're seeing the level of returns. They're looking for diversification, and this is an opportunity to do so. So in some cases, he compares the, you know, the bubble. So two different things, I guess, that are really interesting is number one, he talks about how, yes, this could, you know, be considered a bubble, but bubbles typically are something that fundamentally changes, or bubbles have traditionally fundamentally changed the way we live. So, you know, a lot of people talk about the internet bubble. The internet was, yes, a bubble in the 1990s, but it fundamentally changed the way we live. You know, out of the internet, we have Netflix, we have Facebook, we have Google, we have Amazon. You know, I could sit here and have somebody come to my door with whatever product I want in under an hour. I could have somebody deliver me food in 5 freaking minutes because of the internet. You have Airbnb, you have Uber. That is all things that came from the internet. And so, yes, there was a crazy frenetic run-up in the 1990s of these prices, but that fundamentally changed things. So one of the big things, too, I think, is, you know, just because people say bubble, it doesn't necessarily mean it's the worst and most negative connotation in the world. So that's, I think, one interesting thing there. And then two, outside of that, one of the things I think you want to, you know, to look at is people are comparing this to the dot-com bubble. With the current market capitalization of cryptocurrencies, of Bitcoin, of Ethereum, and all these other cryptos, you're looking at $155 billion right now, excluding, you know, some of these companies. This is really crypto and tokens. On the other side of the house, if you were looking at, you know, if you're looking at the internet during a lot of the tech companies during the big dot-com boom in the 1990s, that was there was over $6 trillion in valuation there. So, you know, by that math, there is a lot of potential room. If this is anywhere equal to the mania that was the dot-com boom, you know, you can be looking at something very, very damn similar to this. So, you know, with that being said, we might be very, very early to the party here. And granted, you know, I'm sure everybody watching this wishes they, you know, had bought Bitcoin in 2011, 2012, whenever it was, and you'd be sitting on a yacht somewhere. But, and not to say that those returns are going to happen again, but we could still be very, very, very early on in the cycle. And that's a lot of what Mike Novogratz goes to say, is how, you know, if you're judging from an overall market capitalization perspective, this is going to be a fantastic, incredible money-making opportunity for you, which is one of the big reasons that I'm really excited about this. Granted, the technology is extremely interesting as well. So, I mean, there's two things that I'm interested in. I'm a tech guy. I have a master's in information systems. I know tech. I like tech. I sell tech for a living. I sell software for a living. But there's also a tremendous money-making opportunity here as well. And, you know, a lot of people are going to make fortunes and already have obviously made fortunes as well, but a lot of people are going to make fortunes on the way up. So I think it'll be interesting to see how that pans out. And it's always cool to hear it from somebody who obviously has a lot of experience in this space. Now, outside of that too, I mean, I think when I'm looking at certain things here, so this is Brian Kelly. He's one of the guys who's on CNBC Fast Money. And I think he's pretty interesting. So he actually posted a clip of this interview, or retweeted a clip of this interview, and obviously here on Twitter like I always am. But I'm going to pop down to his, so he has a video too. I'll link to this as well. This is from yesterday, but it is why he thinks that Wall Street is really excited about cryptocurrency, why he thinks that Wall Street is just super jacked up about cryptocurrency. And there's three reasons. And again, I'll link to this too in the description here, but, you know, once in a lifetime investment opportunity, a new asset class, and then the actual technology, the demand for the technology, that blockchain technology is on the rise. So I think we're starting to see a movement from Wall Street into the cryptocurrency world, but I don't think it's fully developed because the infrastructure hasn't necessarily been fully built out yet. But I think people are frantically trying to build that infrastructure to really allow big players on Wall Street to start buying these assets, trading these assets. And I think when that happens, that is going to be, you know, it's happening right now. It's literally happening as we speak. I guarantee there are meetings going on right now as you're watching this, you know, in big investment banks, in Wall Street institutions, talking about how to acquire cryptocurrency, talking about how they can leverage this to make more money for the bank, to make more money for their clients. So this is something that I think is really, really interesting. And it's kind of funny because you look at the total market capitalization right now, being at, what do we have right now? Like I said, $155 billion. If you want to go over, and here, I have the 20 largest asset managers in the world. So assets under management by the world's 500 biggest managers is $76 trillion. And granted, there's absolutely no indication, there's no way likely that cryptocurrency is going to, you know, take up all $76 trillion of those dollars. But just to give you an understanding of the scope of the assets that are, you know, managed by these companies that could potentially be, you know, getting into the crypto world. I mean, Fidelity Investments is, I have assets in Fidelity, 401k, all that good stuff. I mean, they have over $2 trillion in assets under management. You have BlackRock with $4.6 trillion, Vanguard with $3.4 trillion, and Fidelity Investments CEO has said they are personally experimenting with cryptocurrency mining, which is pretty crazy to think about. Now, granted, doesn't necessarily mean that they're one day going to manage $2 trillion worth of cryptocurrency, but that's just an idea of how much money there is out there on the planet that could potentially pour into this space. So it's pretty crazy to think about, but I think, if you're looking at zooming out big picture, where are we? Yeah, this market has gone absolutely berserk. I mean, there's no damn doubt about it. The market has gone absolutely berserk in the past year, but I think it has the legs if mainstream companies, if big institutions start getting behind this and putting their money into it and allowing their, if there's infrastructure built out to not only just own Bitcoin like on your own, but whether it's the ETFs or all those different investment vehicles, if it's an options market, whatever it might be, there's a lot of different ways that could potentially increase the market capitalization. And that's what I'm keeping an eye on. And that's what I'm really looking at long term. And it's not just Bitcoin, it's Ethereum, it's these other cryptocurrencies. But, stepping to that point too, is obviously there's a lot of, different things going on right now with the Bitcoin fork, whether it's, SegWit or SegWit 2X, and you have Bitcoin Cash, and there's all these different ICOs. I think that there is going to be a point in time where if and when a bubble or a crash happens or whatever you want to say, a lot of those, if people take just all of their money out, or if they move some of that money into fiat, or if they move some of that money into larger cryptocurrencies, I think that these obviously the smaller ones are going to be the ones that will be more affected by what happens with a potential in a potential crash. I don't think we're anywhere near that yet personally. Who knows? I mean, maybe it happens tomorrow and maybe this whole market goes from $150 billion to back to $15 billion. But I just don't see that happening with the level of interest right now and kind of the level of hype surrounding things. And that's why I'm really excited, because I'm hopping on that train and I want to see where it takes me. And I think this is, a lot of different people say, this is one of the best investment opportunities and one of the best technical, technology revolutions that we've seen really since the creation of the internet in the 90s. And there is so much potential there. So I am jacked up to see what happens. And I think it goes to the point of just continually dollar cost averaging your way into some of these cryptocurrencies, depending upon who you are and what your goals are and things like that. But, if we are to, get to that $10,000 mark in 6 to 10 months, 6 to 12 months, whatever it might be, if we get to $10,000 Bitcoin, I mean, you're looking at doubling your investments. How many other asset classes out there are people really predicting a double of the investments? Not that many. It's a pretty crazy thing to talk about. And that's why a lot of people point to the fact that it could potentially be a bubble. But that's one thing for me too, that is a, continually dollar cost averaging your way in to these markets, so that you can, if you try to time it, it's tough, it's stressful, it makes it more difficult, but trying to continually make sure that you are getting more and more exposure to the point where you can be comfortable. I'm not saying I think a lot of people out there know that this is highly speculative, that this is highly volatile, only take on as much risk as you possibly can. But if you dollar cost average what you're comfortable with losing over time, I think you're going to be successful, and I think you're going to be very wealthy in the future because of that. So I'm pretty excited. That's kind of my thought process as always. And I thought, just with how things were moving today, overall with just the markets, I mean, there's been a little bit of movement. Shout out to my homies at OMG for me selling the bottom of that, me selling a little bit on the bottom here, and that now that being up 15%. So salute all you holders, and thankfully I'm still holding the majority of that. But outside of that, I thought really today was a fantastic day to just talk about big picture, because I think you're going to start seeing more and more of this. And in my opinion, I mean, it's all psychological and it's all kind of silly, but Bitcoin had a failed breakout of, let's say its all-time highs yesterday, where it was trying to get over the 49.50 mark or so and break above $5,000. If and when Bitcoin breaks above $5,000, I think that's when you're going to start seeing a lot more press, a lot more, not just Mike Novogratz, not just some of these guys on Fast Money, but I think that will be like, that's a barrier where it's like, oh, holy shit, this thing's worth over $5,000 of Bitcoin. People used to freak out when it was over $1,000. So you're going to see, I think, a lot of press when it goes over $5,000. If it goes over $5,000, who knows, a little bit of a failed breakout right now in the past 24 hours, but we'll see how that ends up happening. Now, outside of that, I would really love to just hear your opinion on this, where you see kind of the future of, you know, where you see some of the future of crypto going. If you're thinking $10,000 Bitcoin in the next 6, 10, 12 months, if you're thinking, you know, maybe Ethereum takes a little bit more of a movement up due to the technology, maybe due to some of the Bitcoin infighting, I would just love to hear your opinion on that. If there's any other cryptocurrencies, and this is not even to say that Bitcoin, you know, I don't think there's any guarantee that Bitcoin forever is going to be the largest cryptocurrency. Another one could come along. Maybe it's Ethereum. Maybe it's something else that takes its place. Who knows? But it's going to be very interesting. And that's why I love doing these videos, because I'm so interested to see what eventually happens and how you can make money along the way. And hopefully, just have a good time and you know, enrich yourself, enrich your family, or whatever the hell you want to do. So, it'll be cool to see how this, you know, looking back in 6 months, what we see, you know, are we at $6,000? Are we at $10,000? Are we above $10,000? Are we back at $2,000 or $3,000? Who knows? Like I said, my strategy from here on out is dollar cost average, dollar cost average, dollar cost average, and just make that wheel continue to roll, continue to roll, and continue to roll. And I think that is going to be, for me, the best way that I can be successful is picking those bets and just continuing to get more exposure and more exposure into the space that I'm comfortable with. Because when this does, you know, hopefully reach $10,000 in a year, or you know, some people have said $25,000, like, you know, Brian Kelly said, I think $25,000 in 5 years or something like that. When that happens, there's not any other asset class, at least in my opinion, that's even remotely realistic. So I'm excited to see what ends up happening there. And guys, if you are new to the channel, definitely hit that subscribe button. Hopefully you found this video helpful to get an idea of, like, big picture, you know, long-term, is this something that could potentially go to $10,000, you know, dollars and above in the next year? Why Wall Street, and why some of these big players that have trillions and trillions of dollars under assets, why they might be getting into the space more, why they're more and more interested in the space. So I hope this video was helpful for you. Hit that subscribe button. This is Rob from Crypto Bobby signing out. Have a good one. Peace.